Has conservative Islam in Canada gone too far? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Canada, the father of 16-year-old Axa Parvaz was convicted of murdering his daughter, and it came out during the case that the two had quarreled over her decision not to wear the hijab to school. That he killed her is not in question. But what worries Natasha Fatah, a young Muslim woman who writes for the CBC, is the reaction of other Muslims.
There are Muslim girls saying, well, you can't blame the dad. The media is being unfair. They're making Muslims look bad. The dad just went too far.
Even though she's Muslim herself, she thinks Canadians are too ready to tolerate the most conservative branches of Islam.
This is a specific branch of Islam that's being funneled through this Wahhabist mentality from the Saudis. And it's spreading to cultures that normally don't accept this very conservative Islamist view.
She says that Saudi-funded imams in Canada want to control young women. A Muslim man called up to disagree.
To suggest that she was murdered simply because she refused to wear a veil is probably premature, and I take major offense to her comment.
But Natasha says the murdered girl had described her ordeal online.
All of her poetry talked about, I'm being forced to cover up, my parents are abusing me. It is irresponsible for us to say that religion didn't play a factor. This doesn't have to do with religion.
I have to say, based on Natasha's tone of voice, I think that if you come from a culture that considers the control of women important, moving to the West is probably not going to be a good fit. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.